Our scripture comes from Jeremiah 3:15. I will give you pastors according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Oh, You know what those are, right? Sheep herding 101 is the course that we're going to look at. You know, a sheep herder is also a shepherd, from whence came the name. So we're really talking about the shepherd, a very biblical term. We know that the Bible speaks of Jesus as the good shepherd. You may know this already, but the word pastor is actually the English equivalent of that word shepherd. I think shepherd may be an English word too, but pastor is another word with the same meaning. You may wonder, well, why don't we just call the pastor a shepherd or vice versa? I think that there is some distinctions, but we will maybe consider some of those as we go along. In my understanding, a pastor is a shepherd and a shepherd is a pastor. There's really, in my mind, no distinction between the two, except some of the traditions that have come to be considered a part of the duties of a church pastor. Well, much depends, obviously, upon our understanding of this biblical role. If it is a biblical role, then I'm sure that we want to know what the Bible has to say about this very important subject. Now, I do believe that pastor is a biblical role. However, today it's popular to downplay the role of pastor in churches. Some churches have even done away with the term pastor. Because it's archaic sounding or old-fashioned sounding, maybe because some people have had some bad experiences with the pastor being overbearing, which I'm sure we've had some experiences like that. But what are some of the descriptions? And I want to begin looking today, and the passages that we're looking at today, some are going to look in your study Bible, if you have a study Bible with you, and it'll probably say something like, this does not refer to a church pastor. It refers to a civil leader. The kings, for example, of Israel were called their shepherds. But I believe that there is a principle here that certainly applies to a church pastor. There are many New Testament passages, some of which we will look at in the weeks that follow, Lord willing, but that teach this the importance of this role of a pastor. And there are several names given to pastors. I don't want us to get too far ahead here because it's a subject that I think is very important, and there are controversies, of course, about everything, so why should we expect this to be any different? But I'm going to share what I believe the Bible has to say here about this very important role of a church pastor. There are three aspects of the description here that I want us to kind of focus in on. God says, I will give you pastors, and again, that word means shepherds. So you can actually translate it that way. In fact, I think the newer translations generally translate this as shepherds rather than pastors, because pastor can be misunderstood. At one time, pastor meant a shepherd, and shepherd meant pastor. You kind of understand that, I'm sure, in your English studies. But I want us to see here, first of all, what God says about the giver. There's only one. He says, I will give you pastors according to my heart. Now, that's very important, isn't it? To know that God is the giver of pastors. Now, I know some would say, well, God gave him, but I want to give him back. Because I don't like the one he gave me, if indeed he gave me this pastor. Well, I think this is the key, really. I'm not sure that all pastors are those that God has given, frankly. And I would not be judgmental about that. But I think we need to be discerning and know that there are false shepherds, there are false prophets, there are the deceivers. So we have to be very careful, I believe, and prayerful that we seek God's choice. That's paramount. Now, as Baptists, of course, and many other denominations like us, we believe in a democratic process, and so pastors are often elected. But it should be done in a very prayerful attitude, seeking God's choice and not our own. So he is the giver. His name is Jehovah, the Lord, and I believe that name specifically connects with Jesus in the New Testament, because he said, before Abraham was, I am. And he took that name, really the name of Jehovah God, as his own name. Thinking about that, is he not the good shepherd? Is he not also the chief shepherd? These are some other terms for him in the New Testament, the great shepherd. Well, then he is the one that we are looking to as the giver. That is his name. His nature is to provide as our Heavenly Father. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. I think he said am one, referring to the unity of the Trinity. A very mysterious idea to us, but we know it's biblical, that God is three in one. And this, we find the nature in these words, the nature of our Heavenly Father to provide. He provides all of our needs. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So it is His nature to give. And why should we think that it is any different that God would give us the leaders, the spiritual leaders that we need? It is His nature. And His nurture as well, I think, is referred to in this verse here. And certainly it calls to mind what the Scriptures teach about how God is the one who nurtures us. He cares for us. He provides for us. He is our Heavenly Father. And I remember what it says about Jesus. When it says when He saw the crowds, He had compassion upon them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus is a good shepherd, isn't He? Well, we're talking about the shepherd or the pastor, what the Bible has to say. And this passage, this verse here, now if this was all that we had to base this calling that we're looking at, the calling of a pastor or a shepherd of a church, then we could, you know, write it off and say, oh, you know, that means the civil ruler and nothing else. But I believe that there is clearly a connection between this and what the New Testament teaches about the pastor. And Paul spoke about how the pastor is under the great shepherd. He has been entrusted with the sheep, which is all of us. We're really all like sheep, aren't we? I don't know a lot about sheep, but I do know that sheep go baa. And sometimes we do that. I was listening to that soundtrack, and it sounded just like, Mom! Mom! We've heard that a lot. I'm sure you all have. So we're really a lot like sheep, aren't we? The gift. The giver, first of all. Secondly, I'd like for us to think about the gift. Now, God says pastors, or it says here in this translation, pastors. It could be translated shepherds. Really, it's the same meaning. But that's the gift. Now, gift is singular, I realize that. But the gift is pastors. God says pastors, plural. Because He knew that there would be more than one. We don't have one leader that we call the pastor over all of the churches in the world. I mean, there are those who believe that way. But I do not believe that. I do not think that's scriptural. The Bible says pastors, plural. So I think what God is saying, that each congregation, each flock needs a shepherd. And the name, pastor or shepherd, we've already talked about that. Whether you translate it pastor or shepherd, some churches call their pastor the shepherd. I think it's totally biblical. When you think of what Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and how He called those to be those who would be under Him as and accountable to Him as the good shepherd, what could be more biblical than that? To call a pastor or a leader of a congregation the pastor or a shepherd. So that's the name. The need is obviously, I think it's obvious to all of us that we need leaders. I think the present state of our nation is a good example of that. What can happen when leadership fails? I'm not suggesting anything there untoward about our current government. Certainly there's a lot of blame to be spread around of Republicans, Democrats, and independents, and Tea Party, and all. But it obviously points out the need that we have for leaders. We need leadership. God has created us that way. We need God as our leaders, supremely. But God said, I will give you pastors. In the plural. I think that's very important to realize, to notice that He didn't say, I will give you a pastor, but I will give you pastors, plural. Because He knows that we need leaders. God made us like sheep. And because He made us that way, sheep I know are prone to go astray. They're not the smartest creature in the universe. So I think that they're a lot like us. Now, not that we're not smart, but sometimes we're not wise. And we can easily be susceptible to the many dangers of false doctrine, for example, moral issues, all kinds of things that would lead us astray. And so we need a shepherd, the shepherd. We need the shepherd, but we also need pastors. So the need, the nature. According to my heart, God said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. And that calls to my mind David. I know the Sunday school class that meets in the fellowship hall is studying David now. I've just preached on David. But we've seen how David was called a man after God's heart. And that's what a pastor should be. And he will be if God has called that man. I think it should be a man. I think like Jesus, who was a man. But the Bible says that God has created this order in his creation. And it says the bishop, or I believe the word bishop is really another title for a pastor, means overseer, superintendent. We have words very similar to that. And in fact, superintendent is actually almost an exact translation of that word. God has put that nature in the heart of pastors that he has called to be shepherds of his flock. A man after God's heart, like David, who will care for the sheep. You know that David was a shepherd boy. And I think because of that, he learned how important leadership is, how important the shepherd is to the sheep, the goods, the giver, the gift, and the goods. I want us to think about the goods. What a pastor has to share with the congregation, certainly Scripture. I've been reading a little bit about John Owen, who was a great 17th century English Puritan. And he preached a sermon, one of the many that he preached, based on this Scripture. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And he said, the duty of a pastor is to feed the church with knowledge and understanding. This feeding is by preaching the gospel. He is no pastor who does not flee, doth. He was old English. He is no pastor who doth not feed his flock. Scripture is all important. It's why we're here. A pastor should be one who is equipped, who not only is equipped educationally, I believe, but spiritually, to share the Word of God, to give insight into the Word, to preach systematically through the Word, to feed God's people, because we need that food of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Nurture. Scripture, nurture. Again, we're looking at the goods of this pastor or this shepherd that God has called to be over his individual flock. And there are many flocks, many churches. Nurture with wisdom and understanding. It calls to mind the dictums of Proverbs. Certainly the book of Proverbs is full of these wise sayings. These sayings that are meant to keep us from falling into the pitfalls along the way. To keep us from going astray. To keep us true to that path that we want to be on. That path of holiness and righteousness. Not perfection in this life. But to ever be progressing in our life of sanctification. Becoming more like Jesus. So nurture, pasture. Finally, pasture and pastor are etymologically related. Now, there may be some controversy there. We don't have Lilith here this morning, so you might differ with me. But some of you others may be word experts. But I believe that these words are etymologically related. Pastor and pasture certainly sound alike, don't they? Very similar. So what does pasture mean? Well, pasture calls to my mind Psalm 23 and how the good shepherd will lead us to green pastures, where we can be fed, protected, our wounds mollified and healed, and our needs supplied. So protection, certainly. Provision. We talked about the Word of God, how the pastor is to be a teacher of the Word of God. But all of these are really just a beginning, I trust, in looking at what this calling is. This calling that many, I think, are calling into question today. Whether this is a biblical calling. And I'm going to share some more messages, Lord willing, with you. I trust that you'll come next Sunday, if you possibly can, and share with us some more teachings from God's Word on this very important subject of pastor. Now, there are many different names for the leader of God's flock. But one of them not found in the Bible that I particularly like is the term, some of you may have heard it, vicar. Vicar is a leader, I think, of a local congregation in the Church of England. Now, we're not in the Church of England, but we're, I think, that is a biblical idea. The term vicar means one who stands in the place of someone else. In this case, of course, Christ. A vicar is really one who is like the good shepherd, but he is under the good shepherd, but he is the shepherd of that individual congregation that God has called.